Here it is. Baryshnikov's home number. How'd you get that? He lives in my aunt's building.
I just love ballet dancers.
They have such cute little bottoms. Springing.
Hello, this is Misha Baryshnikov.
Hi, it's me, Blair Warner.
I'm sorry, I'm not home now, but when you hear beep, please do leave name, number, and short message. Have a nice day, okay?
His machine.
You gotta go for learning all you ought to know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When your books are what you're there about, but looks are what you care about. The time is right to learn the facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, it's time you started finding out what everything is all about. When the boys you used to hate you date, I guess you best investigate the facts of life.
Growling?
Oh.
Nancy? What's the matter? Someone come in here, quick! Is it appendicitis?
No, everything's okay. I'm just getting dressed.
Of course. I should have known that.
I just washed these jeans so they shrink, and now they fit perfectly.
I think you're asking too much of that poor zipper.
I'm getting there. I'm almost there. I did it. Can you help me up? I can't bend my legs.
Betty? Oh, my poor back! Thank you.
Hey, when Roger sees me in these, he'll go crazy.
It won't do him any good. You're pretty safe in there.
Sue Ann.
No, Blair, I haven't.
Sue Ann, get your fanny down here.
Hi.
What's going on? I just got you a date for the Bates Academy dance. Mr. Big, Scott Dunbar III.
Is that the guy who's on the football team?
And the tennis team, and the debating team. You name it.
I knew a guy like that back in Kansas City at Harry Truman Junior High.
Please, Sue Ann. Scott's in the social register, not the farmer's almanac. Scott's got it all. Looks, build, old money, new money. He'll call you this afternoon.
He sounds heavy duty.
Not any more heavy duty than you, dear. If I were you, I'd lose some of that. Every girl I've ever seen Scott with looks like she's right out of Vogue. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep shoveling it in.
You know, you're in running for Chubette of the Year yourself, Blair.
We'll see who the porker is. Let's get the scale.
Fine, if you're not afraid of breaking it. Bacon butt.
I know I did that in the first place. Hey, what's for dinner tonight?
Mystery meat.
Girls.
Hi.
How do you like my new dress I bought?
Oh, Mrs. Garrett.
Good. I knew you'd love it. Who wouldn't?
Good for you, Mrs. Garrett.
Yes.
All right, who wants to get weighed?
What?
Sue Ann is seriously considering going on a diet.
You mean Blair is.
I'm on a diet. Monday it'll be 30 years.
All right, Sue Ann. You're first.
Okay, Blair, I guess I could lose a few pounds.
A few?
Kansas City beef isn't that valuable.
Oh,
Well, what about those choice New York cuts on you, Blair?
Any more dieters? You know what the fashion magazines say. Thin is in.
Not me. No magazine's telling me how to look.
Judy, are you gonna diet?
I thought I'd take off a few pounds.
How about you, Nat? Are you gonna try to be pencil thin?
Who wants to be a skinny pencil? I'd rather be a happy magic marker.
What's going on here? Oh, yeah, the weigh-in. How's it going?
Oh, great, Mrs. Garrett. Wanna hop on?
Sure, why not?
Come on.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute here. Turn around. Oh, no. I had no idea. Well, I had some idea. Oh, that settles it. I'm going on a diet. That dress goes back.
But you love that dress.
I know it, but I don't deserve it. Well, that's a size 14, and that's too comfortable. It's like giving up. No. I gotta try for a size 12 one more time. You girls have really inspired me.
That's a terrific attitude, Mrs. Garrett. I can see you with hollow cheeks already.
Come on, girls. Help me turn that door of the refrigerator to the wall.
You, Nat?
Nah.
We could fight Flab together.
Toot, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm okay the way I am.
Okay.
Not that I know of, dear.
I see the problem.
Oh, yes, Roger. I want that too, Roger. I can't answer that right now, Roger. Could you hold on?
Thanks.
Will you take a hike?
You don't own that phone, you know.
Let me give it some thought, Roger. I'll call you back later. Bye-bye.
I'll get you for this.
I'll answer it.
Thrifty Market.
Oh, more celery. I can hardly wait.
There's also some apples and oranges.
And mussels.
Oh, hi, sexy.
At last, a man who likes me for myself. Hi, I'm Natalie, your guide to the kitchen.
Well, I'm Steve. Lead the way, babe.
Hi. Forget it, Cindy. He's mine.
Natalie?
Yes, Mrs. Garrett?
Don't squeeze the merchandise. Well, that might be for you.
I know. Would you mind getting it? I don't want to seem anxious.
Sure, honey. Hello? Sue Weaver? Well, I'll see if she's here.
Scott?
Right.
How does he sound?
Tall.
Sue Ann, don't blow it.
Hello, Scott?
Yes, Blair said you'd call. I'm sure glad you're using the telephone. Yeah, I'm being funny.
She's blowing it.
Huh? Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you, too. Well, that's nice. Well, I'm from Kansas City, Kansas. No, I'm not being funny. Well, okay. See you Saturday, then. Uh-huh. Bye, Scott.
Well?
What a guy. He's got a Harvard accent, and he's still in high school.
You're a crack-up, kiddo.
It's Natalie.
Let me show you a shortcut, Steve. Natalie! That's the stairs to
to your room.
Thanks, Tootie.
See you later. Oh, I almost forgot. This package of Diet Instant Breakfast. I guess it's yours, huh?
Why do you think that?
No special reason. See you, kiddo.
Like my dress for the dance?
Blair, listen. Scott Dunbar just called.
Oh, he sounds so classy. I just hope he's not disappointed in me.
I'm sure he won't be. Just remember to park your tractor outside.
Blair, if you don't think I'm good enough for him...
Hey, I'm just kidding. Park your tractor anywhere you want. Did Scott tell you about the swimming party?
No.
After the dance, we're going to sneak out to Tumpy and Kedgy Barksdale's house for a midnight breakfast and a swim.
Swimming? Should I bring a suit?
Not necessarily.
Bring a suit. Both of you.
Mrs. Garrett, I never ran with the rich crowd before. And if I'm going to be wearing a bathing suit, I'm really going to have to go on a crash diet.
Sue Ann, those crash diets aren't healthy. You're a growing girl. It's dangerous to lose weight too fast. Besides, Sue Ann, you got a great figure.
Sure, it's okay for Kansas City. But Scott Dunbar is used to those slim, sophisticated debutantes with skinny little butts like you see in Vogue.
Honey, those girls aren't real. They only come out at night to have their pictures taken. Hey, how about it, Sue Ann? Let's go in the kitchen and split an apple, huh? Only 50 calories.
No, thanks.
All right.
Piece of celery for your thoughts. Are you kidding? I'm going on a starvation diet. I'm going to lose 10 pounds by Saturday if it kills me.
Want some?
No, I'm eating later.
When? On Thanksgiving? I haven't seen you eat in a week.
That's right. I've already lost 6 pounds.
You're crazy. Starving yourself for some stupid guy you never met.
So, Ann, why don't you go to that weight-reducing place they advertise on TV?
Hi there. I'm Yvette, your weight counselor at the Astro Trim Health Spa. Are your friends talking about that unsightly bulge behind your back? Behind your back. When you get up from a wooden chair, do you have to fluff it up? If your answer's yes, knock it off, the Astro Trim way.
I tried it. It doesn't work.
Oh, you're taking back the dress you bought?
Right after lunch. It's a size 14, and I won't be able to respect myself until I can slip into a 12. How was your lunch?
Oh, terrific. I'm stuffed.
Good. Oh, once you get used to the taste of a green pepper, it can explode with flavor.
Did it explode yet?
Not a crackle, not a pop. What's that wonderful smell?
Cinnamon buns. The cook baked them today.
What a rotten thing to do.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bradley.
That is just a rumor. Now, I understand that half the food is coming back to the kitchen. Everybody is on some ridiculous diet. Why do you think the cook plans the nutritional meals?
I don't know. Beats me.
Ask her.
I'm going to have to go on record. This silly dieting has got to stop. Oh, I see the problem. You're the leader. Just, what do you call that thing you're eating?
I call it my business. It is also called green pepper on bed of lettuce.
In case you haven't noticed, you're too big to be a bunny.
Mr. Bradley, what's wrong with going on a diet as long as it's done sensibly?
Well, we'll just see if they are dieting sensibly. We'll check this out. We'll see what's going down around here. Good, Sue Ann. That's showing good sense.
I thought you were stuffed.
Sue Ann, I found this picture of Scott Dunbar in the tennis magazine. Isn't he a knockout? Let's see. Oh, wow. He's... Very funny. Stop kidding.
Sue Ann.
Sue Ann?
Mrs. Garrett!
Oh, Mr. Bradley, the doctor said Sue Ann's gonna be all right and that there's nothing serious.
You call a girl starving herself for a week not serious? I'm gonna go up there and really rip into her.
Oh, no, you're not. I don't mean to challenge your authority, but...
But you are. Now, I know it takes a lot of moxie to stand up to an authority figure like me.
Thank you. Sue Ann doesn't need harsh words right now.
That's your opinion. This is my school, and those are my stairs that you're blocking.
You are not going up there and rip into Sue Ann.
Yet another challenge?
That's how I won your respect.
Challenge me once, you win my respect. Challenge me twice, you lose your job.
Mrs. Garrett, Sue Ann still won't eat anything.
Oh, dear.
I'll handle it.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, please, don't go up there.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, if you don't quit trying to crowd me, I am gonna... Feeling better, dear?
Hi, Mr. Bradley.
Good. Now, about this stupid diet you're on, what are you trying to do, kill yourself? What is with you women? You're always dieting. There's no harm in having meat on your bones. It's what's inside that makes you attractive.
That's a lie, Mr. Bradley. If that's true, how come you never see a fatso in a pantyhose or jeans commercial? And you don't think of a girl as a 10 if she weighs a ton.
Natalie, you're not a number. You're a girl.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett, you wouldn't tell me to go on a diet?
I certainly would not. It's up to you.
Tell me what you see. Look at what we have here. Miss New York and Miss the rest of the country.
Natalie, stop putting yourself down. You have a great personality.
Right. That's what they always say about girls like me. But how can I compete with someone who's perfect like you?
Oh, Natalie, I'm far from perfect. I look awful in yellow.
Natalie, if you want a diet, do it for you, not for them.
Thanks anyway.
You're happy now? You must be happy. Does that make you happy? Sue Ann, are you going to eat something?
I guess I'm going to have to.
See, you have to know how to handle them. I'll get some food into this girl.
Sue Ann, what would you like? I'll make anything you want.
Well,
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. I'll surprise you, all right?
Good. You're really gonna eat something? Eat? No way. At least not till after the dance.
Well, I'm heating up some vegetable soup for Sue Ann, and I know she loves my rice pudding.
Forget it, Mrs. Garrett. Sue Ann won't eat anything.
She'll eat my rice pudding.
It's all my fault. I'm the one that got her on that diet in the first place, and then all that pressure with Scott and Tumpy and Kedgy's swimming party just must have pushed her over the edge.
Don't blame yourself for Tumpy and Kedgy. You were being a good friend.
Look what I've done to poor Natalie. I hate the thought that my perfection makes her feel less than perfect.
Hi.
Steve? Mrs. Garrett, I didn't know you ordered anything.
I didn't.
Right. You know, I felt kind of bad about that mistake I made Monday.
What mistake?
That package of diet instant breakfast I thought was for you, well, it was for some other customer. Here, I figured you'd get a kick out of this.
The memoirs of Curly, Larry, and Moe. They're my favorites. How'd you know? Come on, Steve. I'll go get you that diet breakfast stuff.
That ought to make you feel less guilty about one girl.
Mrs. Garrett, who are Curly, Larry, and Moe?
Has Sue Ann eaten anything yet?
No, but I'm fixing her my rice pudding.
That's your trouble. You don't use your imagination. This is the answer. Everybody loves Chinese food. We'll start off with a little chicken egg drop soup. Then when she's softened up, moo goo gai pan.
Let me take it up to her. One for Tumpy. One for Kedgy. And one for Tootie.
That's all I can eat. I'm stuffed.
Well, what about the moo goo gai pan?
You can eat it.
Oh, thanks.
Hi, Sue Ann.
Wow. Mrs. Garrett, the dress. You fit into a size 12 already?
No, honey. It's my 14. I decided to keep it.
You mean you're giving up on losing weight?
Oh, no. I'll get into a 12, but not in a mad rush. Oh, that dieting stuff was driving me crazy. You helped me realize that.
I did?
Oh, yeah. When we were dieting together, look what it did to you. Come on out of there. Come on. Look at yourself in there. You're a beautiful girl. And you're ruining your health, worrying your friends, all because you want to impress a boy who hasn't even seen you yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm as bad as you. I went bananas over a silly little dress size. Isn't that ridiculous? Well, I feel beautiful about myself right now. I'm a glorious 14. And when I'm ready, I'll be a glorious 12.
I've really been dumb, haven't I?
Not dumb. Bananas! Oh, and by the way, have one. It's only 75 calories. And it's loaded with vitamin A, B, and C.
I do look pretty good.
Oh.
You don't think I lost too much weight, do you? Sue Ann, this whole thing's my fault, and I've never felt so guilty. So will you please eat some of this? It's your favorite, rice pudding.
Thanks. You don't have to feel guilty, Blair. You meant well, and you're such a good friend.
Ooh, it smells kind of funny. Does it?
Sue!